Michael Savage Warns of Civil War, You Should Be Very Frightened. By Joshua Klein on April 18, 2021. Discussing everything from culture and immigration to race and violence, foreign policy and the media, as well as the economy and privacy concerns. Conservative radio legend Michael Savage on Friday warned of a civil war which awaits the U.S. if the left continues to launch assaults on all that Americans hold dear. On his latest weekly podcast, Savage discussed a broad range of issues he sees as breeding grounds for an impending civil war. What we are seeing is a civil war, Savage said, before questioning if it can be stopped. Savage then described the assault as emanating from all sides and the wars raging right here at home, including the war against the middle class, the suburbs, and white men. We are under assault from both inside and out as our government moves to consolidate its domestic power, while at the same time weakening our defenses against the growing power of our global enemies like China, he said. The media and this administration's relentless assault on our borders, language, and culture has expanded to include an assault on every one of our fundamental values and institutions. They are out to destroy a once righteous and heroic America and replace it with a leftist government defined by immorality and greed. We've come to a situation that may threaten our existence as a nation, he added. Everybody knows something is wrong. In what he described as a very dangerous and sensitive and frightening topic, Savage claimed, America is in a crisis. It could happen here. It could all collapse, he said as he warned not to become complacent. You should be very frightened right now, he added. We need to galvanize every liberty-loving American. A line must be drawn. Government. Referring to Biden as a rogue president and the country's political machinery is broken, Savage claimed those who had hoped Trump's loss would put an end to the country's divisiveness were very wrong. Trump lost. You thought it would have stopped, you sighed with relief, many of you said oh he's gone, and this is all going to end, we're just going to have a wonderful time now, he said. Are you having a wonderful time now? He also referred to Biden's presidency as an extension of the Obama one. Biden is Obama's puppet. The third Obama term is underway. All you have to do is look at what's going on in America, he said, noting the continued hatred of the police and a new deal with Iran, who's speeding along with their centrifuges to make a new atomic weapon. Savage then discussed the repercussions of the irreparable divisions in the country today. With a nation so divided, the government could marshal all of those on its side. The Transportation Security Administration, that's the TSA, street gangs of thugs, Black Lives Matter, the National Guard. A military now being purged of patriots, and without a real command structure loyal to the Constitution. They could marshal all those against those who would stand up to the oppression, he says. The split between right and left is now irreparable, he adds. Immigration and border. On immigration, Savage asked that listeners consider the negligent immigration law enforcement which is current policy. They are allowing illegal aliens to come over the southern border, many with COVID, not only with little fear of penalty, but actually being welcomed in by the gangsters in so many different so-called religious groups like Catholic Charities, he said. Joe Biden, who has opened up the borders like a sardine can and we're being overrun by illegal aliens from Central America, 50% of whom are infected with COVID. They're not injected, they're not followed. They're not given passports, meaning COVID passports. You, though, if you walk into a restaurant, they look at you with a thermometer, he adds. Savage then demonstrated the hypocrisy in how the left portrays the border crisis. You know, when Trump was president, all we saw was pictures of children, kids in cages, that's all you heard from the vermin on the left, kids in cages, kids in cages. Well, now we have more than kids in cages. We have a humanitarian crisis on our border that is decimating our language and our culture, he said. Do you know what the Biden administration means when it talks about humane enforcement of immigration laws? It means that it's freeing tens of thousands of illegal aliens who have been convicted of serious crimes, including many with homicides, sexual assaults, thefts, and kidnappings and more than you can believe of drug and drunk driving convictions here in America. We can look at the overcrowded detention centers. We could see that the illegals are overwhelming many of our emergency rooms and schools, and we know that almost all new immigrants are aligned with liberals and socialism. That means more votes for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, he added. stating that amnesty will destroy America. Savage indicated just who the real victims will be. "The biggest victims will be our poor Americans, white and black alike," he said. "That is the situation we're heading for." COVID-19. Savage regarded the current administration's approach to the coronavirus pandemic as the war against sane medicine with the COVID lockdowns. "Biden swore on our children's schools, not letting them return to class," he added. "Dr. Fauci's muddled war on science. Court packing. Describing it as a far bigger problem that will last until your grandchildren's lives come to an end." Savage blasts the left's intentions of packing the Supreme Court with far-left activists instead of judges. "If they pack the court, they will alter America for the worse," he said. "You'd better hang on, because the roller coaster is about to get more dangerous." He also described an article claiming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did not support packing the courts as a lie. Here's what Pelosi actually said: "I don't know that that's a good idea or a bad idea. I think it's an idea that should be considered. And I think the president is taking the right approach to have a commission to study such a thing." He stated, and added that Pelosi said certain factors might necessitate such a change. Foreign policy. Concerning current foreign policy, Savage asked, "Why have so many of our top military commanders been pushed aside by Biden after years of brave service? What about his reaching out to Iran, which is racing to develop nuclear weapons?" He also attributed Russia marshaling troops on the border of Ukraine to the anti-Russia rhetoric of Biden and his team of maniacs. "Never forget that this attack upon Putin that started with the Democrats once Trump became president is now escalated," he says, adding that war is exactly the playbook of the Democrats. "Never ever forget, the Democrats are a party of war," he says. In the Middle East, Savage claims that the current administration is pitting the Israelis against the Arabs again, after former President Donald Trump had restored peace. "In the Middle East we had peace between the Arabs and the Jews, and what happened right away? Right away, Biden came in and the Democrats started the war drums against peace in the Middle East," he said. "They want war, it's good for their pockets," he added. Race and violence. Addressing race, Savage claimed, "The hatred towards white people is like something I never believed could happen in America. It seems that people only riot when blacks are killed, and this has got to stop," he added. He then lamented the way things have become. "How does it happen that we have apartheid in America today? Where whites are excluded from graduations, where whites are called every name under the sun, where your children are taught to hate their own race." Savage then warned the attacks on whites today in the U.S. resemble those initially perpetrated by Stalin against farmers. "Stalin started a war against the farmers, first by slandering them, giving them a name called kulak," he said. "This is exactly what's going on in America today towards white people." Savage described the slander and hatred as emanating from multiple sources. "It is coming from social media, is coming from the university, is coming from blacks, it's coming from white communists. They're targeting white people the way the farmers were targeted in Russia." Describing the sequence of events of atrocities following hate, Savage says, "First it started with a hatred towards white people. That was borderline Stalin's Russia, and it hasn't ended yet. Then the brutality started. Then Stalin got street thugs, Marxist street thugs, from the cities. Sound familiar? Sounds like Black Lives Matter, like Antifa. And he sent those violent street thugs out to the farms, to beat and kill the farmers. For over a year they've been burning and looting. BLM and Antifa amongst the most obvious," he said, adding that President Biden and Vice President Harris are transforming America in front of our eyes. "What we're seeing is an insurgency, sustained and distributed conflict. Violence being carried out in this case by the left," he said. "And the ones who are doing the killing and the hating justify it. They justify their violence on the basis that it is just defensive. They have a belief that some other group is encroaching upon them, or that they're racist." Savage also detailed the violence the left is preparing for as government officials turn a blind eye. "The left-wing paramilitary groups that already exist are clashing with police over every reason imaginable. If a criminal is shot dead in the street as he flees the police, whether it's by accident or on purpose, they start to burn and loot. Meanwhile, the politicians look the other way. Biden says nothing," he said. Savage also described the current attacks on gun rights as Biden's war on gun rights. Media. describing the U.S. state-run media which the government is using to propagandize. Savage blasted the media's falling all over President Biden. Every time Biden opens up his mouth, the media says he's a brave man. The Twitter mob says he's a brave man. The American corporations suddenly shift their policies to fit old Uncle Joe's current woke moods, he said. Is that a free and fair society that was envisioned by our founding fathers? Savage also slammed social media for fueling the conflict and letting the extremists on both sides run wild, but mainly killing off those on the right and letting those on the left spew hatred on the social media platforms. Now couple that with social media who's not controlling this from the left and you'll have to say that we're already in a state of civil war, he said. Our population is heavily armed, everyone is frightened, he added. Culture. Addressing the war on our culture, Savage stated. Leftists hate the very foundations of Western culture as he warned of the U.S. facing the rise of cultural Marxism. Marxist culture is being proposed on the most vulnerable of Americans, our children. It's crept far beyond merely spending money to keep them imprisoned, meaning Americans. It's invaded everything from our military to the Christian churches and communities so reviled by the left. Many of the Christian churches now are Marxist churches, he said. The communists are on the rise, he added. Those on the right who stood up were labeled Nazis, Ku Klux Klan, white supremacists, but those on the left are called protesters. Savage claimed such values have taken a toll on American foundations. The advance of leftist values and policies that characterizes this takeover has weakened the moral and cultural foundation of which this country rose to become the most powerful nation on earth, he said. Under the Biden administration, the war on culture has expanded to include the left's war on Christians, on women, on men, on children, on minorities, and even on the rule of law, he added. Savage also said this war on culture abounds everywhere. You cannot turn on a TV set, sit down in a movie theater, if they even open them and go in anymore. You can't open a newspaper, those that exist, or a magazine without being bombarded with filth that would have gotten its creators in jail a little more than a half a century ago. The degenerate leftists and their lack of principles behind the disappearance of moral and cultural decency has infiltrated our federal government and many of our most important institutions, he said. Savage specifically noted the role of universities, which he claims have been poisoned, polluted, toxified. Our once great universities are being turned into swamps. They admitted people who could never keep up with anybody on the basis of color, sexual orientation, anything except academic standards. As a result, they have polluted virtually everything they have touched, he said. Noting that the leftist commitment to destroying capitalism and democratic government itself has metastasized to the point where we no longer have an option, Savage suggested finding ways to eliminate the influence they've accumulated as they infiltrate every aspect of American life. Economy. Savage claimed that, just as freedoms are being challenged, so is the economy. We have a fragile economy, don't be fooled, it's not improving. The consumer price index has already risen, meaning the cost of basic goods is going way up under Biden. We have an inflation that's getting out of control, it's not improving. Why is Bitcoin suddenly trading as a legitimate currency? The fragile economy is not improving, it could be drawn to the brink of collapse. The dollar could be worthless by the bursting of the housing bubble or the stock market, other factors, he said. Then other nations will likely refuse to buy the U.S. Treasury bonds on which we've been financing U.S. soaring debt. The U.S. dollar has long been the currency on which the world economy is built, but it's becoming increasingly unstable. Consequences will not be good for any of us. The dollar, which has been the global reserve currency, will likely continue to lose value. Privacy. Savage also warned how all private information, including personal photographs that you put up on the cloud, is being stored. The NSA, the National Security Agency, is continuing its hostile takeover of Americans' privacy. The technology and storage capacity of the NSA is nearly limitless. Information about your everyday activities is captured and stored in the million-square-foot federal data center in Bluffdale, Utah, in the form of metadata. So, are they monitoring the communications of suspected terrorists in order to prevent them from staging another attack on this country? Sure, but they're also monitoring you. They're monitoring anyone that they considered to be a right-winger, a nationalist. Housing. On housing, Savage claimed, not only do the left want to decimate your life in every way they can, but if you look at what Biden and his team of leftist radicals are doing, they're trying to destroy Democrat-run suburbs. Under the Biden infrastructure plan, what they want to do is build high-rises and move, let me be very clear, poor people into white suburbs. I mean, let's not mince words. This is a long-standing goal of the radical left, he said. Savage explained how such policies hurt those who worked hard to get ahead. You have worked all your life to get away from crime. You worked all your life to get your children to a school that's relatively safe. And what Biden wants to do is annihilate suburban single-family housing, he says. In other words, by moving people in who will beat up your children and break into your house and rob you. That's the answer to climate change, racial injustice, and affordable housing? That means that black people who have escaped the slums, Asians people who have escaped poverty, Hispanics who have worked their way up and escaped poverty and moved to the suburbs will be decimated and attacked by the people they ran away from, he added. They have put a bullseye on the suburbs. Civil war. We're in the midst of a military, economic and cultural collapse that is turning us into a country in danger of catastrophic failure, and could be leading to the nightmarish scenario of a civil war, Savage warned. If you want to stop Joe Biden and the so-called woke culture from turning us into slaves and turning us into another world that you can never get out of, you have to wake up to the fact that you have to stand up and understand that there is a civil war. Any American who stands up against this tyranny, good God-fearing people have had enough of seeing their civil rights trampled, their jobs vanish, their income seized through taxation, the border being overrun, fake scientists telling us to stay hidden inside our houses with masks on. People don't know what to do, he concluded. Savage rose to the heights of talk radio and was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2016. His radio show, The Savage Nation, has been syndicated on over 300 stations across the U.S. and has over 10 million listeners per week. It has gained a sizable audience over the years, with his current podcast, launched in 2019, landing in the top 2% nationally. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.